from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good news for you, Fourier. Bob Puker is back.
Stop it.
Sam Houser, otherwise known as Bob Puker, back on the Celtics picked up his option, which is really no surprise at all that the option was picked up. The word is that the Celtics would want to discuss an extension with Houser when they can on July 9th. Because, Foyer, welcome to Marcus Smart 2.0. Sam Houser will get a contract extension where we'll all go, that's a lot for Sam Houser, knowing that when Brad Stevens has to start trading contracts once again, Sam Houser becomes a valuable guy that you could throw into a deal if they get an extension done. Because if you remember when they extended Marcus Smart, one of the selling points on the Marcus Smart extension was, this is a number that fits in trades. And with the drafting of Jordan Walsh and Shireman and people like that, I could totally see the Celtics doing the, we'll keep Houser, we'll extend him, and we'll give him a nice number that makes him a part of a throw-in for when we have to repurpose this roster around the Jays.
Yeah, to me, I thought that was obvious. And that, I feel like, so the whole like, we want him here for a long time. You know, we want Sam, that was Brad Stevens last week. Yeah, you know, so it's as long as you, I feel like Sam Houser is here for one more year. I think they're going to keep him here. They're going to make him happy. You're part of the team. We're going to bring it back. Cornette gets the one-year deal.
Uh-huh.
Bring all those guys back. Keep the nucleus the same. The younger guys start to kind of advance. You drafted Baylor Shireman. You figure, like, he needs at least a year, even, you know, especially maybe a year and a half, but even then you're fine with it. Yeah, Sam Houser is going to be a player that a team is going to overvalue. One, because of the what he does. He's just a three-point shooter off the bench. He's going to give you points. His reputation is probably going to be more – it's going to be higher by the time next season ends anyways, because, you know, like, the Celtics will be back in the mix of things, and Sam Houser will play his pivotal role off the bench. Give me a quick 9 points. Hit that first shot, and you're good. He's a better defender than he gets credit for, but he's going to have championship DNA now. So that comes with a higher price tag. Our guys don't know how to win. We need a guy that knows how to win. We need him to fit as a role player, you know, be a mentor, whatever you want. He's going to come with a higher price tag to a young team that needs a smart, veteran off the bench.
This is business as business is done in the NBA.
It's obvious. And I'm sure he knows it, too. So get that number it's good.
Yeah, that's why for guys like Peyton Pritchard, you know, the contract extension that he signed, it looked from the jump, that'll fit here. Meaning that'll fit within the Celtics cost structure. A guy like Peyton Pritchard really doesn't cost a lot of money. Hauser probably gets a bump up in the next deal with the extension. But then again, he's here this next season for like $2.1 million. So in reality, it's not a ton of money. And if something comes along during the year where you start to feel good about either Walsh or Shireman and thinking, okay, they can fit the role, there's no reason that a guy like Hauser, even with the low money, couldn't be included in something for another team to look at him and then want to give him an extension.
Yeah, what comes first, do you think? Is it, hey, we're going to keep these guys and just use Hauser as the example because I think he fits with this discussion. Do you keep Hauser as long as you possibly can? Or is it, okay, Shireman's ready, now he's getting bounced? Or is it, because I know like, it's also when it comes to all the money that they're going to be owing in tax, they're going to need to drop a contract because it just costs too much money. And it may have nothing to do with Shireman being ready. They just need to get rid of some money.
And that's after this coming season. Yeah. So 24-25, they should be okay. And then it is the, are you seeing growth from Walsh? What do you see in Shireman? And then you start to formulate your opinion and make those decisions. Again, if you're Brad Stevens, you want to sell the hell out of it that you want a guy like Sam Hauser here to get him on that extension. Then knowing that you could flip him. You know what I could see with Hauser? Hauser ends up doing a pretty nice deal with the Celtics, but they throw in there like a 15% or a 10% trade kicker. Hey, you know what? You work with us. If you're traded, you'll be taken care of. We'll put 15% upcharge in there. I mean, Kyrie had one of those where it was, you know, Adam.
They can do that. So I can put a clause in your contract. Hey, so you're making $10 million.
Uh-huh.
If we trade you, you're going to get a 15% boost automatically. And therefore, your contract is now,
might be the next year. There are different ways. Yeah. But, yeah, you can put trade kickers in these NBA deals now to where, hey, you work with us. You know, we'll throw a 15% trade kicker in there. Where if you're a team acquiring Sam Hauser, say Hauser gets bumped up to $5 million and there's a 15% trade kicker in there. You look at that and say, okay, is that much money that it's going to kill the deal? But it's a little sweetener for a guy like Hauser.
Yeah, and it does truly make a list. If I do kind of like stab you in the back, here's a little something for the effort.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so we're lying to your face, but hey, we're going to pay you for it.
You know what? And most people in companies get lied to their face and don't get a check on the way out the door or a bonus or anything.
That's exactly what I would be saying to him, too. You know, if you did work for Google, they would just like, suddenly your fingerprint scanner would not work or there'd be a box of all your stuff taped up in front of the building.
Well, what we're finding out is that the other teams are loading up to try to take on the Celtics. So we know that the Knicks made some moves. They brought back OG Anunoby. They went and got Mikal Bridges. So we know the Knicks have really gone in on improving their team. And now Philadelphia allegedly improves their team. Word is they're getting Paul George on a 4-year deal. And Fourier, this is great news for Celtic fans. Great news for Celtic fans. I saw the stat of no one has had more third league all NBA nods than Paul George.
Build it up.
Paul George is one of the great weens in all of basketball. This guy isn't tough. This isn't a champion. This is another guy who gets in the wambulance or whatever, and then will complain about, well, we don't have this, we don't have that. Remember, he went to go do the super team thing with the Lakers, with the Clippers. And now a lot of people are being like, well, the Clippers were kind of successful with him. No, they weren't. No, they didn't hit the heights in which people thought. And Paul George is a great stat compiler for about 60 games a season. And then something happens. He gets dinged. He gets hurt, whatever. It's an older guy on a long-term deal on a team that already can't win, and you're bringing in another bridesmaid? Sign me up as a Celtic fan. What are the next? I mean, they extended Tyrese Maxey down there in Philly. They announced that today. I thought they were going to go get Chris Paul. Let's get all the old suckbag weens who have never won anything in their life and try to throw them on a roster late in their career and pray to Jesus. You know, put your hand on the holy book that this will be the team. Maybe they could figure out how to get to the finals with.
This is like the Celtics derangement syndrome, right, where they just completely freak out. They don't know what to do. They realize how good they are. Now you really know. Like, because I think the Celtics are even better than they showed. I think they have another level to go. Mm-hmm. I actually think they can get better. They can get more dangerous. They can get just – I just feel like they're going to be extremely dangerous. So here comes another team, the Phillies, basically admitting
– The Sixers. The Phillies win.
The Sixers. The Sixers. That, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to compete as is. Now, the Knicks already made their moves. Miami's going to end up making their moves. The Bucks haven't done anything that I have seen.
No,
or maybe they're just going to run it back.
They're with a little Rivers. They're hamstrung. They are.
I don't know if they can add, but now they have a coach that's going to be there from the beginning to the end. As far, instead of changing coaches midstream, maybe that makes a difference. Who the hell knows?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My question is like, how close are these teams actually? So all these teams are frantically making additions because they know, as constituted, as built the way they are, they can't compete with the Celtics. Can't do it. They're not going anywhere. So right now you have the Bucks, you have the Sixers who just added, and obviously the Knicks threw a bunch of money at their squad.
The Knicks have improved the most, especially relative to being able to match up with the Celtics. They still really don't have anybody that is a true matchup for Porzingis down in New York. But if you look at it, the depth, you look at the high-end players, I'm not as in love with the Knicks' high-end guys. Like, I like Jalen Brunson. He ain't Tatum or Brown, in my opinion. However, he's a really good player, and they got other good players to go with him. And a texter just sent in out of the 978, it's no longer the two-player combo to win a championship. Now you need a bench. And it really is true.
Now you need a bench.
Well, because I think for a period of time, we fell into, like in the early 2010s, let's say, you know, we fell into the LeBron, Wade, Chris Bosh trap, where it was, can you get two or three superstars, and then to hell with everyone else. But if you really look at who was kind of like the fourth guy in Miami that pushed him over the hump is Ray Allen, making big shots. So even then, you were starting to realize it wasn't just getting two or three superstars and then you'd be able to win, which I think was kind of the narrative for a period of time. Now you better have some depth. And as Brad Stevens found out, you better have the ability to match up with some of these unique European players. And the Celtics clearly had the answer for Luka. Who knows if they have the answer for Jokic and Porzingis? Maybe we'll learn in next year's finals.
Hmm. So, but, so still need to add more is what I'm hearing. Because my thought was so if you're the Celtics, are you like, oh, whatever.
How are the Cavs any better other than, you know, they got a different coach now and they're going to keep Donovan Mitchell. Now they still got to go about building a roster, and they've at least think they found one guy in Donovan Mitchell, and look how far behind they are on the Celtics. Like, even in the series they played this year, even without Porzingis, it's like Cavs can't touch him. Come on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.